This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, March 28, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, mid-40s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 5:35 p.m. Well, today is primary election day in Salem. Voters will be heading to the polls to select two finalists for mayor in the special election. There are five candidates looking to replace former Mayor Kim Driscoll. Our website recently reposted interviews with all five candidates that will appear on today's ballot. The candidates are Steve Dibble, Neil Harrington, Stacia Kraft, Bob McCarthy, and Dominic Pangallo. SalemNews.com is reporting that a man riding a motorcycle late Sunday night in Salem was struck by a car operated by a drunk driver. The man on the motorcycle has not been identified, but he was airlifted to Boston with life-threatening injuries. At Logan Airport, a man was struck and killed by a bus yesterday at about 5 p.m. The Lexington man that was killed was outside Terminal B arrival area when he was struck and dragged by the bus. WCVB-TV reports that an off-duty nurse performed life-saving measures in an attempt to save the man's life. The town of Marblehead is gearing up for its May 1 town meeting. One issue facing town meeting will be an article to authorize a Proposition 2.5 override for the June election. This is Town Administrator Thatcher Keezer.
For a whole number of years, Marblehead has been able to rely on the so-called free cash, basically a large savings account that was generated in years past, in order to make up deficits in the budget. That free cash is diminishing, and so we're having to look at doing an override to get us, to correct a structural deficit that we have in the budget in order to maintain the current level of services that the folks in Marblehead receive.
In order to pass the override, the town meeting members must vote in favor of the article to then place the measure on the June town election ballot, where it will require another favorable vote. The MBTA has a new general manager. Philip Eng was introduced by Governor Healy yesterday as the new GM. Eng is an engineer with a long-time background in transportation. He has led the Long Island Railroad and the New York City Transit Agency. And Senator Elizabeth Warren announced yesterday that she will be running for a third term. So far, there are no other candidates in the 2024 race. Bill Nolan on sports next with news on a new coach and an athletic director on the move.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins and Celtics were both off last night. Both return to action tonight. The Celtics on the road to play the Wizards. The Bruins at home to host the Predators. Red Sox lost to the Braves yesterday, 6-1. It's opening day at Fenway Thursday afternoon. In North Shore sports, Linfield High School has a new softball coach this year. He is Hector Longo, taking over the program. Linfield softball is profiled in today's Daily Item of Lynn. Danvers High School has a new athletic director. He is Drew Betts, currently the AD at Salem Academy Charter School. There are additional details on SalemNews.com. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Tuesday, everybody, and thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.